It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we want to talk about, celebrate, and generally appreciate all the dads out there. Father's Day is Sunday, so some of us are scrambling to find great gifts for our dads and husbands.
Yes, some of us definitely are. Since we're a little behind the curve, we had to do a little research for inspiration. We found some cute ideas, including the comic Darth Vader and Son and artist Jeffrey Brown's newest, Vader's Little Princess. If your husband or dad is a Star Wars fan, he'll think these are hilarious.
I love them. According to the National Retail Federation, people spent $12.7 billion last year for Father's Day. Here's a look at the types of gifts consumers say they'll buy for the dads in their lives to give you some ideas. 41% will purchase practical gifts like tools or auto accessories and appliances. 23% will choose hobby-related gifts such as golf, baseball, or sporting goods equipment. And 21% said entertainment gifts such as electronics, music, videos, games, or movies.
21% will opt for clothing and accessories such as wallets, ties, shoes, or jackets. 18% said they plan to buy a tech-type gift for Father's Day, such as a computer, tablet, or smartphone. And 15% said they'll get Dad outdoor items such as barbecue tools or patio furniture.
One of the best gifts I ever got my husband John was a nice grill. He loves cooking on it. I love eating expertly grilled burgers and chickens and hot dogs. Not chickens, cooked chickens.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
All right.
Because you know we have some in the backyard.
That's right. We also read research that says, as dads become more involved in family life and connected with kids, families are celebrating Father's Day with more experience-driven gifts like a special outing or a family dinner.
For more ideas, visit our website, nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.